I know the Canes lost, but after that scintillating Dolphins win, this is absolutely a Victory Monday here on the Andy Slater Show.
Victory!
Monday, September 19th, that's what today is. And the mood in South Florida, the mood across the country, the mood around the world where Dolphins fans are, and there's Dolphins fans everywhere, it's absolute joy. I cannot imagine anyone who loves the Miami Dolphins or even just likes exciting football. I cannot imagine that that person is not walking around today saying, did you see that Dolphins-Ravens game? Did you see that comeback? It was truly as good as a game as you're going to see in the regular season. It was incredible. I couldn't believe it. I mean, heck, who could? I'm watching that game yesterday, and for those of you that follow me on Instagram, or if you don't, just search Andy Slater, I posted a video of how I was watching some of the games in beautiful Medellin, because you could watch games from anywhere in the world. The jacuzzi, the TV, the setup, just incredible watching those games yesterday. So many of them, but particularly the one that I'm going to talk about. I would have to say, and this is not hyperbole, yesterday had to be the best Miami Dolphins game that I have seen in years. I know they had that wild play against New England a few years ago, the Miami Miracle. That was fun, but that was one wild play. This yesterday, it was bonkers, and it wasn't a fluke. What we saw yesterday, absolutely no fluke. It was an incredible comeback. It was absolutely electric offensive football. Tua was great. Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, they were spectacular. And now we can say this Miami Dolphins team, they're real.
When you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, because we're the Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one.
I don't know if it's going to be Super Bowl real, but this team is real. They're spectacular. And this year, the rest of the season, it is going to be an absolute blast. This morning, I wake up, thankfully. I wake up, I'm looking at my phone, I'm going through some emails, and I got so many emails yesterday and direct messages yesterday during the game. People are like, oh, Andy, how you gonna talk about this one? The Dolphins, you keep saying that they're going to be exciting and that they're possibly going to be legit and take a look at the game. I can't wait to hear you tomorrow. I can't tell you how many emails I got like that. Well, that was like halfway through the game. Obviously, that wasn't at the end of the game. So I'm gathering my notes this morning, and I said, let me take a look at some odds. Let me look at the sports book. Now, the easy thing to look at a sports book would be, okay, what's the line for the Dolphins Bills in week 3? Let's see what Vegas thinks. I didn't go the easy route. I mean, sure, I saw it, and the Bills play in just a little bit. But I said, let me take a look at some awards. Let me look at, like, NFL MVP, and I'm not going, like, too crazy, am I? I'm just looking at awards. I'm looking at sportsbook prices. So I said, let me take a look at NFL MVP, and let me take a look at Coach of the Year. And who is the favorite for Coach of the Year right now in the NFL? It would be Mike McDaniel. 5-1, he is the top of the list right now, the favorite to win NFL Coach of the Year. Every Miami Dolphins fan right now should be saying,
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
You should have said it after the game yesterday, all last night, when you woke up this morning, into this afternoon, throughout this evening. You should continue to say it. You should be very excited. the Miami Dolphins are 2-0, or as some people are saying, 2-0. And why not be excited? Why not enjoy this? I don't know that it's going to last the whole year. I don't know that it's going to lead to the playoffs for Miami, but how could you not be excited about what you just saw? You gotta be. And anybody that's going to tell you today or yesterday, hey, slow your roll, you know, slow down a little bit, pump those brakes, relax, it was one game. You know what? The heck with them. Tell them to go fly a kite, because you need to enjoy this moment right now. You absolutely deserve it. And there's promise, like real promise here. This isn't some fake stuff. Oh, you never know what could happen. No, this is real. The Miami Dolphins are 2-0. Tua just played an unbelievable game. They got Tyreek Hill, who was going off. They got Jaylen Waddle, who was going off. Mike Gesicki was catching passes. This is a legit football team. And we got 15 more games to go. And I say that in a good way, not in a bad way. There's a lot I have to say, actually, but I can't say any of it until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
There will be absolutely zero Tua slander the entire week. I needed to say that now because I want it out there. I don't want emails coming my way. I don't want DMs coming my way. I don't want tweets coming my way. Oh, Tua this, Tua that. No. No Tua slander this week. I'm not making any final judgments about him. I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, he's a top five quarterback in the AFC. I'm not going to say he's not one. I don't need to sit here today and make big evaluations about Tua like everyone across the country is doing. I've seen all the tweets. All we need to know is this. Tua yesterday threw for 6 touchdowns. He tied a Miami Dolphins record. That's right. Dan Marino never threw for more touchdowns in one day than Tua did yesterday. He had 4 of them in the fourth quarter. He outdueled Lamar Jackson in a contract year at Lamar's home opener. That's where it all went down. So there will be no Tua slander allowed today. There will be no Tua slander allowed tomorrow. There will be no Tua slander at least until next Sunday. And look, let's say that Tua goes out next week and he doesn't perform well against Buffalo. I don't know what's going to happen. Okay, that could happen. The Bills are really good. If that happens, go ahead. Let the slander begin then. You could rip him again all you want. But this week right now, heck no. Uh-uh. I might even go as far, I said might. I might even go as far as blocking somebody for the week on Twitter. And I don't like to block people, but if you have any slanderous thing to say about Tua this week, I might have to block you for the week, like a 1-week suspension, kind of like Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Bucks. 1-week suspension if you slander Tua this week. Remember what this season is, not just for the Dolphins, but for Tua himself. This is the show me year for him. Third year with the Miami Dolphins, third year in the National Football League, Tua is supposed to take the jump. And look what Tua has to begin with on the sideline. Mike McDaniel, who absolutely is a brilliant offensive-minded coach. So I do think that it's totally fair that we can go week by week with Tua. We'll see him up against different challenges. And then we can evaluate how he does based on that new information that we're able to take in. I think that is fair and it is reasonable. So this week right here, what we saw yesterday, unbelievable from Tua Tagovailoa. And inside the locker room, his teammates and his coaches, they've got to have belief in him. Because you cannot win in the NFL if everyone does not believe in the quarterback. That's just the nature of the league. Outside the locker room, as a member of the media whose job it is to call balls and strikes, I'm going to evaluate it as it comes. Inside that locker room, though, I know right now they're believing in him big time. How could you not? How could a Dolphins fan not believe in him? But again, you don't have to crown him right now. You don't have to go one way or the other. Just admire what we saw yesterday. Admire those six touchdowns. And let's see what happens next. The hope is, if you're a Dolphins fan, and the hope for me as a media member in South Florida doing a South Florida-based talk show, Tua continues to put up these numbers. I'm not saying he's going to put up six TDs every single week, but four every single week. We'll take that. And those throws that he had, hey, they were dang good. Remember, no Tua slander today, okay? He threw four touchdowns in the fourth quarter. And each one of them was not only clutch, but they were good throws. The first one, he was getting rushed. He put on a beautiful spin move, touchdown. Then Tua goes deep to Tyreek Hill. Did he underthrow him a bit, perhaps? But still, he used the best weapon on the field. The next one, if you thought that throw was short, the second one was a bomb to Tyreek with absolute perfection. And then the last one, that's the game-winning TD with 20 seconds to go, finding Jaylen Waddle in the end zone. It was so, so good. Tua, he's a winner. And when you hear he's a winner, somebody will say about an athlete, hey, he's a winner. That's often one thing that you hear a lot about Tua. He's a winner because of what happened at Alabama. It's not an insult to him. To some people, it could be taken as an insult in the sense of, all right, well, he's on winning teams, but he wasn't the real reason his teams won. Tua overall, though, is a winner. Tua, yes, Bama had a lot around him, but still, he was the cause of a lot of those victories. And yesterday, the Miami Dolphins, why did they win? They won because of Tua. Tua yesterday was not a passenger on board a ride. He was the reason, the absolute reason the Miami Dolphins won that football game. It was his poise, his arm, the way he used his weapons. Yes, the defense played better in the second half and all of that, but that was a 400-plus yard, six-touchdown masterpiece by the Miami Dolphins QB. That is the reason the Miami Dolphins won the football game. It's so crazy how Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill are the only two wide receivers in the league right now with over 200 yards receiving. Each guy has more than 200 yards. This pairing, it could not be working out better. How could it be? Jaylen has taken such advantage of all the space that Tyreek is creating, and that's not going to change. That's going to continue. And then in that fourth quarter yesterday, Tyreek, he just went off. Tyreek was racing past the defense. He was throwing up the peace sign. I mean, this duo, Tyreek and Jaylen, they're so dang good. They're even better than I imagined. I know a lot of people sort of put Jaylen on the back burner because Tyreek was acquired. And obviously we know what Tyreek Hill brings to the football field. But I'm pretty sure people were reminded very quickly about Jaylen Waddle's talent if you had forgotten any piece of it. Just incredible. I could say so much more, and thankfully I've got time to say so much more. I'm not going to do any comparisons here. I've heard everything that's out there. Just give the Miami Dolphins praise for what happened yesterday. They're 2-0. Everything is looking fantastic right now. No Tua slander going on. There should be zero of that. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy what happened yesterday. Enjoy what's happening on the sideline and in the locker room for this Dolphins team. Mike McDaniel, I think it's fair to say right now that this dude was a home run hire. again, this morning I tweeted it out. The odds, he is the favorite right now to win NFL Coach of the Year. It's not that they just won. It's not that they just play hard for him. It's not that this team doesn't just quit. It's the game day operational stuff, the use of timeouts, the strategy, putting guys in a position to succeed. Mike McDaniel, he's great. And I think he's going to get even better. This dude has only coached two football games, two in his career. Just two. I don't think the Miami Dolphins could have hired a better head coach. I don't care what name you throw at me. Oh, they could have hired Sean Payton. Nope, I don't care. I think the Miami Dolphins made the best hire possible. And we see it in so many ways just through two football games. I was with all of you yesterday, halftime, the way the game started with the kickoff return. You're just like, oh boy, yep, here comes the adversity. There go all of the good stories and all the joy out of Dolphins camp and Mike McDaniel and the jokes. There goes all of it. Now the Miami Dolphins are going to be 1-1. They're taking on the Buffalo Bills. Here we go. But that's just the thing. With Mike McDaniel on the sideline, with Tyreek Hill paired with Jalen Waddle, with Tua Tagovailoa at quarterback, even without a good offensive line, look at the end result yesterday. Now people throughout South Florida, they're already thinking about the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
15 games to go, but how could you not be excited? So if anybody, again, I'm not going to do it, but if anybody, any Dolphins fan, if they want to draw up comparisons, if they want to go to the next level, if you want to dream today, go ahead and do it. Do it the rest of the week. You have the right to do it. You haven't had that opportunity in a long time. And this looks very promising for not only this year, but for the future. So enjoy these moments. I'm not going to stop you from doing it. It doesn't mean that I have to partake in it. But I am excited about this team. I just don't have to level off comparisons and all that. And if you want to put in a wager, go ahead. 200-1 on the Dolphins to go 17-0. Have at it. Do whatever you want. Just enjoy these moments. Very similarly to how you'll enjoy the moments when you go to Dean's Gold, the ultimate gentleman's club, where you will be surrounded by gorgeous girls, 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 girls. Dean's Gold is the ultimate gentleman's club for a reason. That's because they have the most beautiful women that you're going to find in one building in South Florida, and you could be surrounded by these gorgeous ladies. Dean's Gold, the ultimate gentleman's club, is located on the northeast corner of Northeast 163rd Street and Biscayne Boulevard. That's in North Miami Beach. You can go any day you want to Dean's Gold. They're open every single day from 8 p.m. all the way until 6 in the morning. Enjoy yourself on a Monday night, Wednesday morning, whenever you want to head on over. It's a great decision to make. Surround yourself with gorgeous ladies who come from all over the world. There's only one building in South Florida you're going to be able to find that. It is the ultimate gentleman's club, Dean's Gold. I think all of us could talk all day about the Dolphins offense from yesterday. We could hear about it all day. And probably for the rest of the week. We would love to have this discussion every single week. But we can't just discuss the offense. I mean, everybody loves offense, but there's also a defense. The defense yesterday, they were not good. Xavien Howard, who was usually the stud of studs, he gave up a long touchdown with a really poor tackling effort. And then he also dropped a potential pick six late. Lamar Jackson, for most of the afternoon, was doing Lamar Jackson things. Did the Baltimore Ravens take their foot off the gas? If the answer you have is yes, then I think that's a very fair answer. I would say the Dolphins got a bit of a hockey assist from human nature there. When a team is up 3 touchdowns heading into the fourth quarter, that team, and in this case yesterday, the Baltimore Ravens, they got to be thinking, okay, we'll get a few first downs, we'll bleed some clock, and then we're going to go in the locker room and we'll celebrate a win. But the Miami Dolphins, they just kept coming and coming and coming and coming. And that type of win yesterday, I think it has such an impact on the entire season. First of all, Baltimore, they might be in the playoff mix. So that game yesterday could be a tiebreaker down the road. That's something that I mentioned previewing that game. Maybe you think that's crazy. We're talking tiebreakers going into week 2, but we might be talking about them in week 18. So getting a win over Baltimore, a team that could be right there in the mix, awesome. Secondly, what about the confidence? The confidence that this Dolphins team has now. They were down 3 touchdowns. So that means the rest of the season, no matter what the score is, the Miami Dolphins have real belief, not just lip service, not just saying it half-heartedly and not meaning it. The Miami Dolphins can really say, look, we're not out of this game, ever. Look at what we did at Baltimore. And that mentality, that works. To be reminded of it, you don't want to be down in a game. But if you are down, things happen. Maybe you're not having a great day. If you are down, to know, hey, we can come back. We have done this before. Look at the Florida Panthers hockey team that we talked so much about last season. That team was down all of the time, and they would always come back. They would find a way to win. It happened once, and then they're down in another game, and they say to themselves, hey, we just did this. We could do it again. You don't want to be down, but if you are down, you know that you should never give up. Not just, again, lip service. Oh, don't give up. You never know. But we have something to go off of. Look what we just did at Baltimore. So the confidence factor now, that's monstrous the rest of the season. And then to make this even better, the Dolphins did this yesterday against a really good football team. This wasn't the Dolphins making a major comeback against a bunch of scrubs. If it were that, maybe it's looked at a little differently. But it wasn't. The Dolphins came back against one of the better quarterbacks in the league. They did it in a tough place to play. Baltimore, they were clicking, but the Miami Dolphins, they never stopped. And we got to see an unbelievable comeback and victory. Now it gets really interesting for the Dolphins. They're 2-0, and they're coming back home to face the Buffalo Bills. The Bills, we're going to see them on TV tonight. So that also means that the Bills are going to be coming off of a short week, playing Monday night and then on Sunday. The Bills, they're the favorite in the game. They're the favorite in the division. They're the favorite in the conference. But now I want to see what the Miami Dolphins are able to do against them. So far, Josh Allen has owned Miami. And look, he can continue to own the Dolphins. He could put up 35 points, 38 points. But the Miami Dolphins, they may put up 42 on you. Track meet. That's what we may get here with this Dolphins team. Hopefully the defense could play much better. But we know now that the Miami Dolphins, they could put up points. So Buffalo has a short turnaround to take on Miami on Sunday. And then the Dolphins, they have a short turnaround to a Thursday night game, a very short turnaround, against Cincinnati on the road. That'll be nice and interesting. The Bengals aren't as good as we thought they were. But it's still a challenging stretch for Miami. But now they spring into that stretch with a 2-0 record. And not just being 2-0, but you face the Bills following an epic win. I feel like this really is the start of something. That's what it feels like. And I believe that's the best part of all of this. It's not just, okay, they're 2-0, all right, they're off to a great start this season. No, this is a brand new head football coach. And I think a lot has to do with Mike McDaniel. The offense that he's put into place, the play calling, a new coach, a new offense, new excitement. Think about if Mike McDaniel could do that, what he just did this Sunday, but do it the rest of the Sundays coming up in his career. You think he would have a bright future? I think so. And he's the Miami Dolphins head football coach. That dude is committed to the Miami Dolphins. And you better believe it, if they continue to play the way they did this past Sunday, yeah, they're going to be really committed to him. I remember all the reports. Oh, well, after this year, if Tua's not the man and Mike McDaniel fails, we still may get Tom Brady and Sean Payton. Remember what I told you guys during this offseason. The way that Mike McDaniel spoke and everything that I learned about him, I said to myself, and then I came on the air and said it to everybody, I see this Dolphins team this season as either an unbelievable group that has a tremendous season or a complete disaster. I never saw this Miami Dolphins team, and it could still happen this way, but I still don't see it this way, and I never saw it this way, where they would just be mediocre. I never thought this Dolphins team under Mike McDaniel would be a 7-8 or 9-win football team, or even 10. I saw them as either a mess at 3 or 4 wins, or wow, they're going to have 11+. And right now, I think everybody would agree at this moment, the Dolphins are looking like an 11+ win football team. I got a lot more Dolphins to discuss and some Canes too. I got to bring up at least a little bit about the University of Miami because that was such a big game going into it. But a little UM and a lot more Dolphins. I'll be getting to that in just a moment. You guys should get to the Costa Rica Dental Team if you need dental work done. That's because the Costa Rica Dental Team, they're going to save you a fortune, 50 to 70% when compared to U.S. dental prices. That is so much money you're going to save by visiting the Costa Rica Dental Team. And people ask me all the time. I get emails frequently. Andy, I hear you talk about the Costa Rica Dental Team. Are they legit? Have you really gone yourself? Come on. I don't lie here on this program. I have gone to the Costa Rica Dental Team many times, so I could tell you firsthand, and I always do, the work and the staff at the Costa Rica Dental Team, absolutely top-notch. Maybe you need crowns, veneers, implants, whatever dental work you need done, the Costa Rica Dental Team, they're going to take great care of you and save you so much money. Check them out at CostaRicaDentalTeam.com. That's CostaRicaDentalTeam.com. Inquire about their pricing, and then you could start planning your Costa Rica dental vacation later today. I'm going to continue to talk a lot about the Miami Dolphins, not only today, but throughout the week. But going into this weekend, there were two games that we were discussing, and one we were talking about for many weeks. The University of Miami and Texas A&M. The Canes didn't get smoked, so I don't want to say that they were humiliatingly bad, but they were pretty bad Saturday night. That was a game where if the Canes were a good team, they would have beat A&M by 2 touchdowns because the Aggies are not that good. their quarterback is not very good. Miami's lines, they were fine. There were a lot of annoying parts of the game, but the O-line and the D-line, that area we were all kind of worried about. I thought maybe the Aggies would manhandle UM up front, but that didn't happen. The Canes O-line, they played relatively well in terms of running the ball. Tyler Van Dyke, he wasn't getting thrown around. The defensive line, they held their own. So I thought the lines for the Canes absolutely played well enough to get a win. The special teams is really where the game was lost, two plays. And the tail of the game was the first where Miami fumbles. Tyreek Stevenson has got to feel that better. He sets A&M up for a touchdown. And then the fourth quarter, the Aggies muff a punt. And here's like a gift back to UM. They fight under the pile, but Texas A&M gets possession. Those were two horrible special teams plays. And that's not even counting a missed field goal and a blocked field goal. UM just doesn't have the playmakers, particularly at wide receiver. And there was a worry before the season. If you recall during the spring game when everyone was clowning the Canes because of all of the drops that they had, well, look at what's gone on now. They don't even have enough guys who can catch the football. Xavier Restrepo, who's the Canes' best receiver, he's their most reliable wideout. He's out for 6 weeks. So without him, Tyler Van Dyke simply doesn't have enough guys he could trust. So Miami does not have a strong passing game. Obviously, in case you just tuned in and caught those words, I'm not talking about the Dolphins. I'm talking about the Canes. Their running backs, they were good enough in that game, especially if Miami can get Rooster more involved. Henry Parrish Jr. and the Rooster, those two dudes, they're good enough to have a great running attack. The wild part about all of this, where the Canes O-line and D-line played well enough to win, and Miami wasn't even really shook in that building by the atmosphere, yet they leave with a loss. There were 100,000+ people, but I don't think any of those people are to blame for the Canes' mistakes. I thought their mistakes happened because the competition was better. I think if there were 50,000 people there, Miami would have made the same mistakes. So, and it wasn't just on special teams. They had a lot of drops. Offensively, tons of drops. They had penalties, lots of holds, just lots of badly timed mistakes. So in a game where all they had to do was play clean, I mean, if they played clean, they win. They leave A&M 3-0 and prime time victory. But hey, at least we could celebrate the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins, they've been hard at work, and it's been showing how well that everything has been put together by Mike McDaniel and his staff. As far as the Canes are concerned, I know they've been hard at work, but Mario still has a lot more work to do. That game, it looked way too much like a lot of big games in the past for Miami where the Canes simply couldn't figure it out. It wasn't like they got manhandled and were getting crushed. They were down 17-9. That's a TD and a two-point conversion, but they couldn't get out of their own way. And that's the frustrating part of it. They had it. They could have easily won that football game on Saturday night. Now, the reset for UM is pretty simple. They're back home. They have another cupcake. So hopefully Tyler Van Dyke gets back on track, figures everything out. How is he going to be able to work with his wide receivers? How are they going to be able to catch the football a bit more? And then after that cupcake, you got to get ready for conference play. If this game Saturday was a measuring stick, as we all said it would be, the report card, to me, too much sloppy left in the Canes culture. That would be my comments in the comment section. Just too sloppy. Too many mistakes, not enough wide receivers. A long way to go. Those would be some more comments. At least a long way to go until Miami's really ready to step on a stage like that and have a good winning performance. Because that was a poor performance which was worthy of a loss. Even if Texas A&M could never truly bury them, no touchdowns, that's not going to get it done. What Mario Cristobal should do, he should send over a present to Tua. Because if the Miami Dolphins game was not as thrilling as it was, we would be crushing everybody today with the University of Miami. That was a huge game Saturday night. And now what did they get? 4.5, 5 minutes of my time on today's show? Given the way the Miami Dolphins played, given that comeback, I think many people were able to just move on from the Canes game. I'm not going to totally ignore it. That's why I spoke about it there for 5 minutes or so. I told you before the weekend, my feeling was, all right, we knew we had two undefeated Miami coaches, the Canes and the Dolphins. Everything pertaining to football in Miami was feeling good. Every interview, every conversation, all the feelings were positive. But I said, when we come back on Monday, which is today, I believed someone was going to feel different. And I'm not talking about an individual, either Mario or Mike. I'm talking about a fan base. And that fan base today is the University of Miami fan base. They were knocked down a peg. Dolphins fans, you're still riding that high. And you're getting higher and higher and higher. We're going to learn so much more in the next 10 days. Home against the Buffalo Bills and then taking on the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday Night Football. But you know what? I'm not the type of person who wants people to take less joy from sports. I'm quite the opposite. There's enough real stuff in the world to stress about and to feel bad about. So even with the Canes loss, on a day like today where the Dolphins did the impossible, savor it. Drink it in. Every second of it. Because conversations like this, these days, they're rare. I was trying to think of a day where Dolphins fans have felt so good. In recent history, I was trying to think of a day where they felt as good as they do today. The only thing I could think of was the Miami Miracle. But again, that was just one play. And it was a miracle. This right here, what we saw yesterday, it was a heck of a comeback, but it could be a building block. Yesterday for Miami, it could have meant so much. It could have shown you the dynamic duo, what the Dolphins have at wide receiver. It could have shown you that the Miami Dolphins really do have a franchise quarterback, a really good one. It could have shown you that the Miami Dolphins really do have an awesome head football coach. What we saw yesterday was not a fluke. It wasn't a once-off. What we saw yesterday, combined with week one, but especially yesterday, we might have seen the beginning of the Dolphins becoming a very good football team. I truly believe that. Remember, this show is always all about
honesty.
I'm not just saying things because there's excitement in my veins. I'm not saying it because it just happened about 24 hours ago. I'm not saying it because the rest of South Florida is. That's not what I do. I tell you how I really, truly, honestly feel. And that feeling is this Dolphins team, they are building something that could be very, very good. There's so much to be excited about. As a South Florida sports fan, there's so much to be excited about. Think about what we've got. The Miami Dolphins 2-0 and extremely exciting. The University of Miami, they've got Mario Cristobal as their head coach. Sure, things should have gone better on Saturday night, but you got to give Mario 2 or 3 years. We've all known that. You have the Miami Heat starting up their training camp, and it's going to be in the Bahamas. It's better in the Bahamas. You've got the Florida Panthers. They're starting up their camp. Their season begins next month, and shall I say there's hope that they'll continue to do well? Maybe they'll get past the second round this time, but still, there's hope there. They made a big trade getting Matthew Tkachuk. You've got Inter Miami, who won again. And you've got the Miami Marlins. The Marlins, yes, the Marlins. Their season is almost over, so there's some excitement there. But I do want to get to some baseball. I've got a few minutes to do it, and I will in just a moment. What you guys should do any Friday, Saturday, or Sunday is head on over to Gulfstream Park. The Royal Palm Meet going on right now at Gulfstream Park. Live racing action every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can also wager from your phone from the comfort of pretty much wherever you are. You could download the First Bet app. That is the official wagering app of Gulfstream Park. And you could wager on races right now on a Monday afternoon, anytime during the week. But if you want to go see the races live in person, I highly suggest you head on over to Gulfstream Park on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. That's when they're racing live. And go to their trackside restaurant, Ten Palms. That's where I dine. Have a nice meal and watch the races right in front of you. Make a reservation, though. Visit GulfstreamPark.com and head on over any Friday, Saturday, or Sunday in our own backyard to Gulfstream Park. We got a three-way tie atop my 13th annual football pick'em challenge for the week. 11-3 against the spread. The winner will get a $100 gift card to Joe's Stone Crab in Miami Beach. And whoever's got the most wins against the spread after week 18, they will fly away with a guest to Costa Rica, all thanks to the Costa Rica Dental Team. It's never too late to sign up, so head on over to my site, SlaterScoops.com. That's SlaterScoops.com. And make sure you're signed up and signed in for my 13th annual Football Pick'em Challenge. I don't want to totally forget about the Miami Marlins. Sandy Alcantara threw another complete game, which is good. The Cy Young is really all that's left in this miserable season for the Marlins. And Sandy, if he keeps padding that resume here with just a couple weeks to go in the season, he's going to win it. And we've also got Yankees fans in South Florida. Aaron Judge, I'm going to try to make my way to Yankee Stadium to see him break that record, but it's tough to tell when it's going to happen. All right, well, that's all the time I have for this Monday afternoon. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.